Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim. The final Mishnah in the fourth Perek, which is also the final Mishnah of Maseches Bikurim and of Seder Zroim, concludes our discussion of the Androgynos. Keitzan eno shave lo la'anoshim v'lo la'anoshim. What ways are there in which we treat the Androgynos neither like a man nor a woman? We've discussed before that we need to go lechumra. We need to treat the androgynous always on the stricter side. And so there are cases where the androgynous will be treated not like either a man or a woman. So what are some of those cases? Well, number one, we know that if a zav or a zava touches truma or kudshim, it becomes tameh. And we also know that truma or kodshim that are tamei must be burned. We learned in Mishnah Bet that if the androgynous has a white emission from his male organs, he becomes a zav. And we learned in Mishnah Gimel that if he has a red emission from his female organs, he becomes a zava. Both of those, however, are not necessarily for sure. They are lechumra. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ein sorfin truma al tumas zivaso." We do not burn any truma that he comes into contact with. So, if an androgynous has a white re'ia from his male organ, then he is a zav l'chumra, and if he touches truma, it can no longer be eaten, but it would not be burned. Similarly, if an androgynous has a red re'ia from his female organ, then she would be considered a zava l'chumra, and any truma or kachim he touches cannot be eaten, but it cannot be burned either, because it's only l'chumra. Now, it's worth noting that if this androgynous saw both a white re'ia from his male organ and a red re'ia from his female organ, then he is certainly tame, right? Because either way, he's either a zav or a zava, and therefore, in that case, any truma he is vadai, and any truma or kodshim that he touched would be actually for sure tame and would be burned. Okay, number two, ve'ein chayavin alav al bias mikdash lo ka'anoshim ve'lo ka'anoshim, a zav or a zava are not permitted to go into the Beis HaMikdash. There is a mitzvah in the Torah, right, that we must send out from the Machaneh, right? Zav must be sent out of the Machaneh, meaning he can't be in the Beis HaMikdash. And he has to, and therefore, that would theoretically be true for an androgynous as well. However, in fact, the Pasuk, with referring to Zav and Zava, says, Mizachar ad nekeva tishalichu. From male to female shall you send. And so we understand, Chazal understand from this pasuk, that it's specifying that it has to be male or female, meaning that an androgynous, who is a Zav or Zava, even in the case where we said in the previous section, where he saw both white and red, and so he is definitely, definitely tameh, he's still not included in the Isser of being in the Beis HaMikdash, of the mitzvah of sending out, and therefore he is not chayav for entering the Beis HaMikdash as a Zav or Zava. Number three, we know that there is this idea in Halacha of an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a Jew under whatever circumstances, either because he's extremely poor or because he stole and is unable to repay, that ends up selling himself or being sold by Beis Din as an Eved Ivri, as a Jewish slave. An Eved to another Jew. There are special halachos of an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is still considered a full Jew, and there are very, very definite and fairly extreme conditions that the owner must deal with, to the degree that Chazal say anybody who buys an Eved Ivri is basically buying himself a master, because you have to treat this Eved Ivri really, really well. Regardless, there is this concept of an Eved Ivri. A Jewish man can be sold as an Eved Ivri only after the age of Bar Mitzvah, only as an adult. On the other hand, we also have the concept of an Amma Ivriya. An Amma Ivriya is a case in which a girl is sold by her father, again, under certain specific circumstances, which this is not the place to go into. And that can only take place up until the age of Bat Mitzvah. Once the girl hits 12 years old, she is no longer able to be sold as an Amma Ivriya. So therefore, says our Mishnah, Ve'ein nimkarg be'evet ivri loka anashim ve'lo chanashim. He cannot be sold as an evet ivri or an Amma Ivriya, not like a man and not like a woman. Why not? Because if he's a man, then he can't be sold after the age of 12. And if he's a woman, he can't be sold, I'm sorry, the inverse. If he is a woman, he cannot be sold after the age of 12. And if he's a man, he cannot be sold before the age of 13. So either way, he's not allowed to be sold. We have no way to know. So the Chumrah, he can't be sold at all. Number four. There is a mitzvah in the Torah of Erechin. An Erech literally means a value, but it has a specific halachic definition. If a person declares Erechi Alai, I give my Erech, my value, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah has a list of how much money you have to give. It's a fixed amount. It's not how much I'm worth in the slave market, as is often the way we evaluate things, people, but it is a fixed amount. For example, the category of males between the age of 20 and 60, the amount is 50 shekel. For a female between the ages of 20 and 60, the amount is 30 shekel. So this fixed amount must be paid based on age and gender of the person who is being evaluated. And androgynous, eino nerach lo ka'anashim v'lo chanashim. The androgynous does not participate in this whole system of erechin. If he says erechi alai, it has no meaning because he has no erech. And he would pay neither the male price nor the female price. And finally, number five, v'im amar hareini nazir shezeh lo ish v'lo isha nazir. If someone else sees the androgynous walking by and said, I will be a nazir if that is neither a man nor a woman, he's a nazir. Because it is true that an androgynous is neither vadai, certainly a man, nor vadai, certainly a woman. Rabbi Yossi is now going to clarify and elaborate on this last point. Rabbi Yossi Omer, androgynous b'riya b'fnei atzmahu. An androgynous is a separate creation. V'lo yochlu chachamim l'achuya alavim hu ish o isha. And the chachamim were unable to determine whether it is a man or a woman. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is it is not that the androgynous himself is either male or female and we don't know which. It's that androgynous is a separate category. And that category, androgynous, is neither male nor female. And so it's separate. It's different. And so our question, the suffix that Chachamim have, is how the category of androgynous should be treated lahalacha. And so when we see an androgynous and we say, how do we deal with this in halacha? It's not this person that we're asking about. It's the broad category. How do we deal in halacha? Not is this individual a man or a woman? Neither. This individual is an androgynous, which is not a man nor a woman. But the question is, in halacha, how do we treat an androgynous? Because you have to be treated like something. And in some ways, the category of androgynous is treated like the category of men. In some ways, the category of androgynous is treated like the category of women. In some ways, obviously, it's the same as both. And in some ways, the category of androgynous is treated like neither because we are uncertain how to categorize this category, whether to treat them in halacha like men or like women. This is different, says Rabbi Yossi, than a tumtum. Aval tumtum eino kein. We've mentioned previously that a tumtum is an individual who, by all appearances, is born with neither gender. But in fact, that's not the case. In fact, a tumtum has a gender. It's just that it is obscured by extra skin that grew over that area during a gestation. And so, in fact, nowadays there would never be such a thing as tumtum because that's a surgery. They would have a minor surgery after birth and done, no more tumtum. But in the days of Chazal, that was not possible. But they did understand that this was not a person with no gender. This was a person with gender, but whose gender we couldn't in the, whose we couldn't tell. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Aval tumtum enokein." A tumtum who is by all appearances non-gendered is not like this. Pa'amim shehu ish, pa'amim shehu isha. It depends on the individual. Some tumtums are actually men, and some tumtums are actually women. We just don't know which one. And that's, of course, different than the category of androgynous, where every individual androgynous is neither man nor woman, it's an androgynous. And it's the category that we're uncertain about. Salak Maseches Bikurim, this brings us to the end of Maseches Bikurim. Hadron Alach Seder Zroim. We will return to you, Seder Zroim, in our Chazara. We will come back to you. We finished you. We're delighted to have finished, but we will always come back. Congratulations to all those who finished Maseches Bikurim with us, and congratulations especially to all those who have completed the entire study of Seder Zroim.